Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So from irony in attitude to an ironic condition in life, how would you feel if you were, say, the guy who handed out all the lottery winnings but never won anything yourself? If you were a birthday party clown who no one had ever wished happy birthday to, ever. Or you're the winner of an all-expense-paid trip to see the last total eclipse of the sun in this century. You'd get to see it, except you were blind. Now, such seeming irony might be jarring if you had to live it, or maybe not. Paul Harris has spent the last 15 years issuing marriage licenses in the Clark County office in Vancouver, Washington. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And that's ironic because why?
Well, because I couldn't get a marriage license.
So you wanted to get married, and for 15 years you've been handing out licenses to all sorts of people who've been getting married, but you couldn't get married yourself.
Correct.
And that's because?
Well, because the laws forbid same-gender marriages. And so I was able to, you know, make other people happy by providing them marriage licenses, but not being able to get one for James and I.
Now, James Greiner is your partner, and you two intend to get married because the law has changed in the state of Washington. When are the nuptials?
Wednesday, 12-12-12.
Oh, fantastic. And good to feng shui for you there, eh?
Yeah, who could resist?
Well, tell me how it felt for those 12 years to hand out the marriage licenses. For the last 12 years, things have really changed in the Pacific Northwest and in the state of Washington. But how did you feel?
Well, in the beginning, I felt, well, a little envious. But then, you know, as time went by, I never figured I would have an opportunity to get a marriage license. So I just performed my job as best I could and made other people happy until this vote came about that was going to give same gender people an opportunity to obtain marriage licenses. I hoped against hope that it would pass, but anytime it goes to the vote of the people, in the past it failed. So I didn't want to get my hopes up too much.
So how do you keep in an environment like this from being terribly cynical, bitter, when you're actually stamping paperwork for people that can do things that you thought at one point you'd never be able to do?
Well, I think it's psychological. Like you were saying earlier, if a person can't see, they long to see, but they know that it's not going to happen, so they resign themselves to the fact that this is my lot in life. James and I never thought we'd be able to get a marriage license when we first got together 40 years ago, and so you just kind of resign yourself to the fact that it's not going to happen in my lifetime.
Paul Harris is a manager of recording and marriage licenses in Clark County, Vancouver, Washington. We'll get married on Wednesday to his longtime partner, James Greiner. James?
Yes.
Is Paul an embittered, sad, angry person who's going to step up to the altar with you on Wednesday?
No, not absolutely the opposite. Paul is an upbeat and charming man. I don't know. He's a happy fellow, and he's a great person to be around.
What'd you think of his job for all those years?
Yeah, I always thought it was kind of ironic and kind of interesting. But when we got together all this time ago, the idea of marriage between the two of us never really entered into the picture. It was at least that legal piece of paper didn't. We've lived a married life for all this time without the recognition of the government or of the public. And it hasn't been a problem for us. We were married, you know, and lived a life just like all kinds of married people do.
You don't need a piece of paper from the city hall is what the song says. Well, Paul Harris, is it a conflict of interest to fill out your own marriage license and record it in the clerk office there in Clark County?
Oh, yes, it definitely is. So that's why I had one of the staff issue it for me. By the name of June Gaylord, she really wanted to do that. And so I said, yes. and we let June issue our marriage license.
Well, congratulations and good luck to both of you, Paul and James.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
James Greiner, partner of 40 years to Paul Harris, who's manager of recording and marriage licenses up there in Clark County, Vancouver, Washington. The end of irony for them. After 15 years of granting those licenses, he'll be married on Wednesday. Practical jokes, true love, sincerity, cynicism, and irony throughout today's program and tomorrow's as well. We'll be looking at whether the culture of irony may have gone too far and whether the culture of sincerity has been too severely battered in the United States. What's your view? Has sincerity gone out of style? John wrote this on our Facebook page. It is as close to death as common sense. Both are under hospice care, he writes. May they rest in peace. Oh, please. Try to have a little more hope than that. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE to weigh in on this conversation or anything else you hear on the program. Tomorrow, we'll talk with Professor Christy Wampole, a cultural critic who thinks we may be drowning in irony.
America's binging on irony. This takes the form of a lived irony rather than the kind of irony that has its place, for example, in political satire. We're so sort of drenched in irony constantly that we don't even notice.
You'll hear more of that conversation tomorrow, and we'll get some reaction from a group of young people who claim that their skepticism about the world they've inherited is well-founded and say they still have some sincerity left in the tank. Coming up in a moment, the conflicts and contrasts in Aleppo, Syria. That's next on The Takeaway. Stay with us.